In a new and multilateral effort to address the Israel-Gaza conflict, the 8 member countries in the Hague Group held an emergency conference of states on Tuesday to put forward sanctions and measures to hold Israel accountable for what they call a regime of occupational exclusion. Rosa Yolanda Villavicencio, the acting foreign minister of Colombia, shared her support for Palestine during the conference. Her remarks were interpreted through a translator.
Colombia has stated unambiguously that what happens in Gaza is a genocide. Today, from Bogota, we reiterate Palestine is not alone. This meeting may be the beginning of a joint action, firm and transformative.
The meeting was jointly convened by the governments of Colombia and South Africa. It brought together more than 30 nations, including countries like China, Spain, Brazil, Norway, Portugal, and others. The conference was also joined by UN Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese, who was issued a sanction by the US last week over her recent report scrutinizing human rights abuses in Palestine.
I fear what the region and its institutions have come to symbolize to many, a sodality of states preaching international law, yet guided more by colonial mindset than principle, acting as vassals to the US empire, even if as it drags us from war to war, misery to misery, and when it comes to Palestine, from silence to complicity, from apartheid to genocide.
On Wednesday, as the conference concluded, the group released a joint statement outlining 6 key measures. These included halting the provision and transfer of arms, military fuel, and dual-use items to Israel, and preventing the transit, docking, or servicing of vessels that may carry such materials. The statement also called for an urgent review of public contracts to end support for Israel's occupation and for robust investigations and prosecutions, both nationally and internationally, to ensure accountability under international law. Additionally, it urged support for universal jurisdiction mandates to help deliver justice for victims. Dr. Thayer Ahmed, who was previously an ER physician in Khan Yunus in the Gaza Strip, shared a testimony during the conference on the ongoing situation of Gaza.
Imagine if your child was one of the 10 children that was killed queuing for water in Deir el-Balah a few days ago. Would you accept the excuse that it was a technical error? Would you allow the world to move on without acknowledging the injustice that was inflicted on your child?
The Israeli strike that happened on Sunday at a Gaza water station killed 10 people, including 6 children. According to the Israeli Defense Forces, the strike was a technical error that was originally targeting an Islamic Jihadi terrorist. The Minister of the State of Palestine, Riyad Etchmanzour, also shared his message on how important this conference was.
What we need is not reaffirmation of principles. What we need is implementation. We need action. This conference, the Madrid conference, and others that will follow are ushering the beginning of a new atmosphere or a new stage in the struggle of the Palestinian people by implementing international law and the will of the international community reflected in the historic advisory opinion of the ICJ and the resolutions of the Security Council and in the General Assembly.
The Madrid conference was an earlier multilateral effort held in Spain in May as an effort by a group of European and Arab nations to put pressure on the Israeli government to stop its military offensive in Gaza. The website DropSite News received an official statement from the U.S. State Department where they strongly opposed the Hague Group's meeting in Colombia. For KPFA News, I am Anasuya Torakat.